Good morning, church. Let's stand, let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here today. Father, we have songs that are going to glorify and lift you up here this morning. They're going to give the devil a headache also. But Father, we want to be able to praise you here this morning. We want to be able to praise you in spirit and in truth. So Father, as we press in towards you here this morning, help us, Father, just to lay aside every single weight, every obstacle, everything that would be hindering us from coming to you. Father, we want to be able to come to you free and unrestricted. So, Father, that is our desire this morning. So, Father, we thank you for meeting us now. In Jesus' name, amen.
With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land. With the high praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march right up on the victory side, right into Canaan's land.
Amen.
The Word of God is very important.
March to the tune of a love song, singing the King's Jubilee. Anointed to enter the hell gate, anointed to set captives free. We lift up our banner of worship, and Jesus our champion we praise. An army of worshipers stands by his side, baptized in his fire, revealing his glorious light. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We sing the high praises of heaven and fight with the sword of the word to bind every stronghold of Satan, preparing the way of the Lord. We lift up a standard of worship that shatters the darkness with light, and God will arise on the wings of our praise and march as a warrior who's mighty and able to save. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, I like that song so much. It's not a neutral song. It's not like you can just kind of sing that and just go, It's an in-your-face song to Satan, and it tells him exactly where we stand. We lift up a shout, victory shout.
Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Amen.
When trouble surrounds us and evils come, the body grows weak and the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, He doesn't forget us. God sends us His love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove, God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. God sent him His love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove, God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when Jesus went down to the water that day, He baptized in the usual way. And when it was done, God blessed His Son. He sent Him His love on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove, God sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove, else it is pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father hath in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, he'll sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in his sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Amen.
Amen.
Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee, ever only all for thee.
Amen. To listen
open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch Him and say that I love Him. To see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch Him and say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord. Help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch Him. And say that I love Him. Open my ears, Lord, and help me to listen. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I exalt. I worship you. I worship.
worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I felt the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you.
I lift my voice. the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me about the virgins who had oil, and there were some of them who ran out of oil. And so this is what the Lord was telling me, that how did they run out of oil and the other ones didn't? The difference is the ones who ran out of the oil, the Holy Spirit, are the ones who neglected the Holy Spirit. It was through neglect that they ran out of oil. And so we don't want to be in that position for sure. We don't want to run out of oil. We don't want to run out of the Holy Spirit. We want the Holy Spirit to be active in our life. We want him when we need him, and we always need him. So we have to remember not to just be carried away with the things of the world. There are many, many demands made on us, and some of them Satan just dumps on us. But there are just the routine things that we have to do. We have to work. We have to do a lot of things, and that can just consume our whole life if we let it. So we have to decide all the time, is this necessary? Do I need to do this? And how can I do it efficiently and get it done so I can spend time with the most important one in the universe? We need to spend time with the Lord. We need to nurture that. There are hard times coming in this world. We know that very much. We can see the political situation and everything going on, not in America only, but in the whole world. And we have to be feeding on the rivers of living water that are in us. And so we need to be warned not to neglect the Holy Spirit.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Lord, we thank you and praise you for everything that you're doing. And I ask you right now to help me, O Lord, to pray. Have it your way, not my way, but your way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you're doing in this body of believers. And thank you for the great plans that you have, O Lord, for each and every one who puts that their trust in you, Lord. And we love you, and we appreciate you. We thank you for all things, Lord. Lord, right now we want to speak to our congregation all around the world, those who listen to us and those who are watching us through the internet. We want to send greetings from Resurrection Life of Jesus Church to each and every person that stands with us. We want to say we appreciate you very much. We thank you for standing with us, with your prayers and your support. We praise you. We love you. We love you. And I have a word for you this morning. It comes from 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And Lord, we thank you, O Lord, for helping us all to be steadfast and unmovable. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can do all things through Christ which strengthened us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the name of Jesus today. Bless the name of Jesus. Let us lift up the name of Jesus. Let us worship the name of Jesus. Oh, for Jesus lifted us up. And we thank you and praise you, Lord God. We praise your holy name. How wonderful is the name of Jesus. How much we love the name of Jesus. And worship the name of Jesus and lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your holy name. Today is the day of celebration. Today is a day of rejoicing in the Lord and the power of His might. Oh, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you this morning, O Lord, for everything that you're doing now, for everything, O Lord, that you're doing in this body of believers. Praise your holy name. As we're about to receive this offering, O Lord, we thank you and praise you for being a provider, for being a shepherd, and we shall not want financially, spiritually, or physically. And we want to thank you and praise you today. O Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, we pray you told us in your word to bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you that you stand good in your promises. You always stand good. You always answer prayers. And we want to thank you today and praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Let this mind be in us which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. For being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and made himself of no reputation, taking upon him the form of the servant. He became in the likeness of men. And being in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death at the cross. And God high exalted him, and he gave him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and things in heaven, things on earth, things below the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, to the glory of God the Father, we praise his holy name. And Lord, we love you, we appreciate you. We thank you, Lord, for moving in the midst of us mightily today. Thank you for doing great and mighty things. And we bless you, and we are determined today to worship you in spirit and in truth, to lift up holy hands, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we praise you and thank you. We pray, O Lord, that you anoint the pastor today as he gives. O Lord, he brings the word to us. And we thank you for giving him, O Lord, the freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation for testimonies. And everyone that gives a testimony, we pray for the anointing upon them. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for all things, Lord. We love you, we adore you, and we bow down before you. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Thank you. I like that song. Okay, good morning. I've got a testimony, and interesting, a lot of things going on with me, but last week I talked about this job, and I told you I believe God was going to give us this job, and we are higher bid than all the other bidders. So I felt very confident of it, and it wasn't settled, though. It wasn't settled maybe in the physical, but I believe it was already settled in the spiritual. And so Monday, the phone rang, and I haven't been real diligent about answering my office phone. Even if I'm there, I kind of shine it on sometimes because I just don't want to deal with all these callers, you know, that want to sell you this, that, or the other. And then sometimes I forget to check my voicemail later. But I did check it that night, and that guy had called me and said, give me a call. So I called him, and he said, you got the job. You're higher than everybody else, but you got the job. And so I know that was God's hand. And you know what? We started it, and we're well on our way. And he also told me, he said, why don't you do this? Because I said, well, what about this or what about that on the job? He says, why don't you do this? Just do it like it was your own building. I said, that's enough said. We'll take care of it like that. And so that's the hand of God. Now, I want to say at the same time, there's another building that is being remodeled in town. It sits right at one of the main intersections in town. And it's one of our regular customers. And the contractor brought me over some plans the other day and called me, and he said he wants to get a bid. And normally I give him a price. I give him a price, not a bid. You know what I mean? Normally, whatever we give them, that's what we do. So right away, the enemy comes in. And he says, oh, maybe you're not going to get this job. You know what I mean? He's contesting me. And then he's saying, well, you know, the job's right on the corner. Every plaster in town's got to be knocking on his door, as tight as work is. And so, anyway, I wanted to show that because usually as soon as there's a victory, then there's opposition. And so, I've been wrestling with that in my mind for days now. And I have to come to the place where I can get it over here into the faith column, where God is, where I can say, I am going to do that job. And I have to continue to contest the enemy who's always, not occasionally, but always in my ear, saying, here's why you're not going to do it. Here's why you're not going to do it. And one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. So it's a struggle for me to keep pushing that back into the faith column and say, here's why we are going to do it. Amen. And that's one of my issues that's been going on this week. Another issue I had is a good friend of mine, I think I mentioned to you, he called me and he's having marital problems. And so he wanted to talk to me, and I gave him some good godly advice. And this guy is saved, born again, but he's not living for Jesus. There's a lot of people out there like that. And so he called me during the week and he said, well, what was that scripture that you gave me? Because I want to tell it to my wife. And his wife has left him right now. And I said, perfect love cast out all fear. And he says, yeah, that's it. I got to go. He didn't have time to talk. So then I saw him this week, and he was doing some work for me, and we're helping each other out. I'm working on his place. He's working on mine. And so I said, how's things going with you and your wife? Is she back home? She said, not yet. But I think it's coming. And then he told me, he said, I was on a job, and there's I'm doing some work for some people, and they're Eastern descent. And he was I guess somehow he got into talking about his situation a little bit, and she closed all the doors and said, well, I'm a counselor, you know. And I can help your wife, give my number to her. And so when he's telling me that story, this is what I visualized. The devil sticking his foot in the door. You know what I mean? That's the visualization that I had, because she's not a Christian counselor. And there's quite the difference. And so I said that to say, whenever you're moving forward, you can expect that boot right there in the door to get that opposition. And I'm still believing that that guy is, and his family are going to be on Jesus' track. And so it's a conflict. And the conflict is that that lady needs, well, Jesus is the answer. That's the bottom line. Jesus is the answer. So then I went by my brother's house yesterday, and we're going to do a little cooking. And I don't usually get too much time for cooking on Saturdays, so it's going to be a fun time for me. And so when I get there, he says, well, we're going to go to breakfast. I said, okay, well, let's go to breakfast. You know, I'm whatever we got going on. And so I think we're going to go down to Duke's. We're going to New Life Assembly, to men's breakfast. Okay. And good thing for me, I wasn't too hungry, but I think Mike was hungry. And so we walk in the door, and now on Friday we went to breakfast at another church, a men's breakfast, and it's usually pretty good spread, you know. There's some stuff there we can eat. But when we walked in there, man, all it was one tub of sausage gravy, and it looked pretty picked over, and all the guys were eating, and one tub of sausage patties and some biscuits. And the guy, the preacher there, he says, hey, these biscuits, you know, they turned out pretty sad. He says, what you got to do is you pull the top off, throw that bottom part away and use this, you know. And I said, well, okay, well, thanks, man. And I said, well, we can't even eat the meat, man, because we just don't eat that stuff. Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Okay. So anyway, Mike says, well, let's get some orange juice. And it's Sunny Delight. How many people like Sunny Delight? That's not orange juice, is it? Yeah. So basically, I had the top of one biscuit. And but it was good preaching. The guy there I know for years, his name is Gary Whiteley. And occasionally he used to come to the church that I went to, and he would preach there. And every time that he did, I always was noticing in the back, he wasn't talking to nobody. He was praying. And God always gave him an anointed message. And so what he preached about, first he gave his testimony about how he was saved in prison. And he was in his cell. He just got put back in the slammer. And it was his third time. He was in his cell. He just slammed some heroin, he said. And some guy come along and said, you want to go to the church service? And he says, yeah. He says, I'm thinking I'll see some of my homeboys down there. Maybe they can hook me up with something else. And besides, what am I going to do? Go there or sit in the cell? So, and he says, well, are you Catholic or Protestant? He says, well, I'm not Catholic. So he says, I guess I'll go Protestant. And he didn't know really the difference. He just knew he wasn't Catholic, you know. So he said he goes down the hall. He walks in that church service, and the power of God hit him. And he was on the floor. And he got saved. And he said he cried for hours. And he never been the same. Anyway, he preached a message yesterday, and he talked about there are preachers and there are evangelists and there are men of God, and they're not all the same. A preacher might not be a man of God. And he talked about how being a man of God was getting a piece of God's glory shining on you from time to time to time, and how you grow. Now, he did preach a good anointed message, well to be heard. Mike was there. He says the same thing. And the group of guys, though, I'm sitting with, most of them are big guys and out of shape. And even that Gary, out of shape. And myself, out of shape. So God has been dealing with me in the last few weeks. And the of course, you know, you heard it here a million times. Sometimes we got to get the one-on-one deal going. And what he's been dealing with me is by the time he might get you, God might get you to where you're usable and able to do something in his kingdom, the same time that the devil's been working all your life, enticing you and drawing you into eating wrong things and destroying your body. And so, by the time God gets you where he wants you, the devil takes you out. And you're not usable in his kingdom. So, those are the kind of things that I was dealing with this week. So, I have to, even in the, in the food department, wrestle myself back where I need to be. And then, I gotta, and that's a spiritual battle too, I believe. Because the devil is always trying to entice us, with whatever he can use. So, anyway, that's my testimony for the week. And I've got to, I gotta hit it Monday morning with faith. Faith, 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 faith that God's going to do it. And I got to practice it. You can't have faith and not practice it. You got to practice it. So, and you got to speak it. And you got to tell the devil to get off your back when he's on your back, and when he sticks his foot in the door, you got to slam the door and get him to put his foot out. So, okay, another testimony this morning. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise God, and good morning to you. Got some things that we want to take care of with prayer department. So I'm going to ask Charles if you come and give a report on David. Can you do that?
Well, it's been kind of a little bit of a roller coaster the last couple of weeks, going up and down. And I want to say that David has pretty much, you know, stabilized with his blood sugar. I mean, our body fluctuates all the time, but the way that God created us is it counterbalances itself automatically. And the problem that he's having is that his body is not counterbalancing automatically, which means there's constant monitoring, which is going on. And so That's kind of where we've been at, and you know, the doctors they talk about a honeymoon phase with type 1 diabetes. They say, well, you know, the pancreas can still continue operating for a determined amount of time. They don't really know, a couple weeks, a few months, maybe a couple years, and then it just stops working. So in the last week, David's been doing fairly well. You know, in the doctor, you know, he says, well, he's in the honeymoon phase. And I'm just happy with the fact that when we take his blood sugar, you know, he's relatively normal. And we don't have to, you know, stick him with, you know, shots. Because, you know, He's this two-year-old little boy, and his way of expressing himself is he says, you know, owie, owie, you know. And how do you explain to him, you know, I'm sorry, son, that I have to hurt you right now. I'm sorry. And all I can do each time is just hug him, love him, and so forth. So when it comes to this, one thing that the doctors, you know, have emphasized, and I've talked to some of you individually, but I'll say this, you know, so that everybody can hear this. The people at the hospital, they claim diseases. They call it my diabetes. This is the emphasis on this. It's my diabetes. I have to manage my diabetes. And it just, based upon, you know, what we read in the Bible, it flies in the face of everything. Why are we claiming disease? You know? And so, one thing, you know, I've been telling David, and he doesn't understand this, but, you know, I take him aside and I'm hugging him and loving him and I'm just telling him, hey, David, you know what? This is temporary. We're going to get you fixed. The doctors say you're going to be like this for the rest of your life, but I promise you, David, there will become a time when you will be diabetes free and your body will be regulating. He doesn't understand that right now. And for something for myself, it's kind of hard to speak that in faith, because the cold, hard facts are that he doesn't have enough insulin. I mean, if we don't give him insulin, his blood sugar just goes higher and higher and higher until potentially he goes into what's called a diabetic coma. Then you have brain damage. So these are the cold, hard facts. And it's like Thomas was talking about, you know, it's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, of where you have faith, and you can say, oh, I have faith in God. I have faith in God. Yeah, well, all right. Let's see this faith in God now. So this is where we're at. He wanted to be here very much this morning. He threw up a couple times yesterday, so we just kind of held him back. But I can tell you he was very upset that he was not allowed to come to church this morning. He wanted to be here. We were just taking a little caution. So, anyways, that's what's going on with him.
Thank you. We're going to pray for David today. And let me share with you here. We have a prayer request from Sharon Albertson. And she is living in Colorado. And she's asking for that we will pray for her that she will get a job, and there's some people there that needs to be ministered to. So we're going to pray for her. That's Sharon Albertson in Colorado. We got a note here last week. We didn't have time to pray last week. This is from Pamela. Please pray for my cousin Bill Antonolis. Salvation. I talked to him on the phone about my experience of being born again, about that Jesus. After I finished, he quickly ended the conversation and we said goodbye. I pray Jesus would have mercy on his soul. So we're going to pray for that God would convict him and that he would be saved. Let's talk about the oil. We didn't talk about that last week. The world's economy is like the ocean. The waves come and goes up and down. And this last 2 weeks, the banksters were kind of stuck in the tracks as oil traded back and forth during the week. But at the end of the week, this is a week ago, oil fell back. It headed up into the mid-80s to $81.25 per barrel. It was a weekly drop of $1.41. And this last week, they managed to raise the price with 44 cents a barrel, where it stands 81.69. So there's only one thing to do, is to keep on praying and thanking God for what he's doing. And if you notice this, with our gas prices here, the oil prices have kind of been steady, but we had a dip in gas prices and suddenly go up for no reason whatsoever. It's just plain greed of these companies. We have to have gas, we have to have oil. So we're simply stuck. But we're going to pray about that. Here's a update for the ministry. And by the way, I want to say to all our people watching us right now, Greetings from a rainy California. We haven't prayed for rain yet this season, but we're going to start shortly. But God surprised us, and we got a good rainstorm came in here yesterday and today. So we now have some rain after we had sunshine since about May this year. So we are kind of spoiled, so we are thankful for the rain. Now, the production of DVDs, CDs, and cassettes are in danger of not coming out on time. With the attack on David Terrell with Diabetes 1, Charles had to spend more time with the family. Also, his wife is due to give birth to their fifth child in December, and it's a heavy burden on her. Charles is now working 3 days a week in order to take care of his family. At this time, the newsletter had to be let go. There's not enough time for Charles to work on it, and he's not able to upload new articles on the website. We desperately need someone who can come and help us with video editing. If you are living any place in the United States or in the world, and you have the skill of video editing, would you consider to help us for the next 3 months, 6 months, until the home situation with Charles is getting better? We will pray right now that God would speak to someone who can come and help us out. Now, we need someone that is skilled and also have the time. You might be retired, living someplace, and all you do is to play your golf games, watch this, do that. How about coming out of retirement and hop down here to Sacramento and help us out? We appreciate that. Let's talk about money. And as a CEO of this organization, minister, I have to share that with you. The second week, now we didn't have prayer time last week because we ran out of time. The second week in October turned out good as far as the finances are concerned. Money flowed in and we were able to pay mortgage and electricity on the production center. Not here. Some salaries were paid out, including bill payments for the ministry. A first payment on church facility rent was made for $1,000. The third week in October did not turn out very good. We received just enough money to take care of the most urgent bills. We are behind some 15 weeks on Social Security taxes for the pastors. And we are facing a tough week ahead of us. The rent of the church facility must be paid. We owe $2,000. We also need an additional $1,500 to pay bills that are left. This is just to keep us afloat. Again, please pray with us that our donor base will be expanded. Let me say this to those of you that are watching us different places. Some of you have given this month, and we say thank you very much. Some of you have not given anything this month, and some of you might not have the capacity to it. But we need friends that are standing with us month after month. We really appreciate one-time gifts, but we can't live on one-time gifts unless God sends in one-time gifters every month. And so for us to have a budget, to pay things, if you're watching us, you're getting blessed, would you consider simply helping us out on a regular monthly schedule? It would help us greatly. So I praise God for that. And with this, let those that want to pray come on up here. We're going to pray.
Now, on the weather, it's nice to see rain, but it's put a real squeeze on these rice farmers. They haven't harvested their crops yet. So we need to pray that we're going to get rain and we'll still be able to get the crops in too. So the commodities, you know, food commodities, we got to get them in out of the field. So the rice farmers get too much rain, they can't get their equipment in the fields. So I wanted to mention that.
Okay.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for our many blessings, Lord. And we just praise your name for that. We thank you for this facility that you gave us to operate out of, Lord. We know it's in your hands to establish it, Lord. And Lord, you heard the petition by Pastor John. Social Security taxes need to be paid. And Lord, I need to pay them in my own operation too, estimated taxes. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that need to pay those. So we thank you, Father God, that you own the cattle on a thousand hills, Lord. And we know that you're going to deliver because you promised that you would, and you always have, and you always will. So we thank you for that. We thank you for that assurance, Lord. We don't have to look to the future that it is frightening, because we know who holds the future. So we thank you, Father God, that you will move upon your people out there to send in the finances that we need to run this operation, that you created, and that we might give the gospel to the world, show people how to live, and administer the works of the gospel. And we thank you for that, Lord. And then also, Lord, I want to lift up these farmers, and that they will be able to get their crops in and the food commodities in, and the food will not go to waste in the field, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you for holding off the rain so that can happen, Lord. And we thank you for a plentiful rain also this winter. Then also, Lord, I want to lift up the farmers in the Central Valley. When you drive down Interstate 5, it says Congress created Dust Bowl, where they have stripped the water from them, and they're not letting them farm the land. And we have people in Congress who worship the earth and don't worship you. And we thank you, Father God, for things to change on this November, that the farmers can farm, and that the earth can give forth. And then also wisdom for the farmers, that they will do as the Bible says and let the land rest every 7 years. And then, Lord, I believe that there are people out there that are trying to modify the weather and mess with the weather. And I thank you, Father God, for sending them back to the drawing board and send confusion into their ranks, Lord. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we just come to you and give you all the praise and honor and glory for today. We ask you, God, to help us to walk in the Spirit and to walk and listen to the Holy Ghost and to put it into our lives and to obey our Father in heaven, and your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And Father God, I come to you to ask you to help us in America to lower the prices of gasoline at the pumps, and the prices of oil and OPEC overseas. Lower those prices, Father God. We pray with all our heart and with diligence, Lord God, that you are going to intercede in a time in America where things are out of control and people are greedy and people that are not walking with you, Father God. And we pray and ask you, Father, for your guidance, your help, and your strength through the Holy Ghost to help us to discern what is truth, and help us to discern how we need to pray over these issues in our life. I also come against the people that are gays and lesbians in America that are not walking with you, Father God, and trying to push an agenda that is immoral and ungodly. I come against that also, Father God. And I pray for your help there in the courts, that the people will stand up for what is truth and what is righteousness above all. And Lord God, I also pray for the weather, Father God, that you know the situation and you know what has to happen as far as these farmers to get their rice in, to have our weather to fill the rivers and the lakes and the creeks, to sustain us in a way that is pleasing to you, Father God. And Father, I just give you all the praise and honor and glory. Thank you for freedom in America. Thank you that we're able to come and pray before you. And thank you for churches in America that take stands against the wails of the devil that are seeking out who they may devour, who he may devour. And Lord God, I come against all evil demons and demonic forces in this world. Cast them to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. And Father God, send your Holy Spirit down upon us to help us to walk in your light. I give you all the praise and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in control. You are in charge. And we want to command any spirits of disappointment, any spirit of doom and gloom, any spirit of sadness, in the name of Jesus, we command you to loose this body of believers in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we trust in our Lord our God, who is the provider, who is a keeper, and the Satan a right hand. The Bible says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, and there will be no fruits in the vine, and it will be no, and the olive will not, the labor of the olive will fail, and it will, and the earth shall not bring its fruit. We're still gonna rejoice in the Lord, and we are gonna joy in the God of our salvation. We're gonna rejoice in the Lord always, and again we say rejoice in the name of Jesus. And all, we're not gonna be anxious for anything, but in all our ways with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, we're gonna let our request be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our heart and minds in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you and thank you, Heavenly Jehovah Jireh, provider. Thank you, Lord. Jehovah Rapha, you are a healer, and you are going to take care, oh Lord, what's needed in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, we're going to bring this request to you. We need people, oh Lord, that want to be part in this ministry, especially the person that can do video editing. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, reach out and touch whoever is capable to do that and wants to do that and wants to serve the Lord our God. We pray, O Lord, that you put it in the person's heart, or one or two people, O Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus to come and be part of this ministry and take care, O Lord, God's word work. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being a provider, Lord, in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
Father, we also lift up Sharon Albertson, and that she's been looking for a better job for quite a while now. And Father, she's telling us that she has work, but she's wanting something better. So, Father, we just thank you for the fact that she is able to put basic necessities on the table, such as food and to pay rent and utilities. But Father, she also desires to move up and to do something better. And so Father, we just ask that as she's been working at this mobile home park, that you would provide, open up a door for her, a single door. Show her what it is that you would want her to go and to do. And that she would know beyond a shadow of doubt that it is for her. So, Father, we just thank you for moving upon that request now. And Father, we also lift up this man, Edward, who is the owner-manager of this mobile home park. That he's not born again. And as a result, he's oppressed. And, well, everything that goes with it. So, Father, he is this business leader of this mobile home park. And, Father, we know that when the kings of Israel stood up, they represented the people. And it was up to the people to either get behind them or to rebel. But, Father, we know that when the king stood up and desired to seek you and lead, there was great success. So, Father, we pray for the salvation of this man, Edward, that first and foremost, that he would be born again, and that there would be a change that happens in this park, that there are usually older people who are there, and I don't know how many of them are saved, but they all need to be born again also, and that there would be a transformation that would happen there. There would be something very, very good, a harvest of souls. Something good could happen out of that. So, Father, we ask you just to move upon that situation. I could try to come up with all kinds of scenarios, but, Father, you know what needs to be happening. And so, Father, we just ask that your will be done in this matter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we can be in a church. We can worship you freely still. And Father, we thank you for the testimonies that were spoken and those that weren't spoken yet. We thank you, Lord, for having a pastor that sticks with the truth and preaches the true gospel and doesn't mince any words and isn't afraid of any repercussions from the government or anyone else that Satan wants to throw at him. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening him. And Father, I lift up Al, a friend of Pamela's, who she spoke with, Lord God, and witnessed to. And Father God, you said your word would not return void. And we believe that it's already working on him, working in his heart and in his mind. Father, melt him and help him to submit to you and to realize that he does need Jesus, and that he will call her back and get more information, and he will listen and respond. Father, we know that your Holy Spirit will go with him as she prayed for him before, and that he will not quit working on this young man until he has submitted to you, Lord God. And we thank you that we can depend on that, because you have said that your word does not return void. And Father, give Pamela the right words to say and the right scriptures to give him. And we thank you for all you do for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that these prayers are burning on the altar in heaven right now. They will be answered. And again, we want to lift up David Terrell to you. And Father God, We do not accept that he's having a honeymoon right now. We simply are proclaiming that he's being healed right now. There is no honeymoon. It's going to be healing. It's going to last his lifetime on this earth, Father God. Well, you made him. You didn't make any defective parts. And we thank you, Father God, for a pancreas. This could be working beautiful for years to come. And you call that man home after he finished on this earth, Father. And we thank you for that. Father, we just praise you right now. And we bless you greatly. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Outlines handed out.